Key takeaways from my activity included being prepared. This included brushing up on online skills and how to use collaboration within applications. It also included a pre-meeting with the child's mother to understand reservations, concerns, and possible roadblocks. Use an interest inventory. Not only is this fun and gains a key insight into what makes the child excited, it can shape how you approach the entire activity. In my example, I learned from the inventory that a graphic novel was appealing to Charlotte, and from this led to an insightful retelling of a harrowing account for her, which fortunately has a happy ending. If possible, use a learning map to plot key ideas and themes. I extended mine by drawing rather than writing words. I'm quite artistic, so this came naturally. But certainly plotting keywords and themes allows for the formation of the text in a highly effective manner. Allow the child to take ownership of the text. Avoid interfering where possible. Instead, redirecting and providing suggestions. They are, after all, responsible for narrating the story, so it is important that they are confident in doing so, which is largely achieved by it being their own. In my instance, Charlotte's narration was done in a single take, which is quite amazing, but only possible as she knew the text intimately. If possible, avoid online connections as you cannot see body language or work in real-world contexts. For instance, it would have been awesome in our story for Charlotte to show me her backyard and the infamous trampoline. If you are online, be ready to adapt. I was quite aware of their backyard, but I did ask Charlotte to take some photos for our sessions to think about how she wanted to include them into the story. And in doing so, she saw a possum in the tree, which led to the humorous story of Charlotte's mum being peed on by a possum. I also found students tire more quickly online, so sessions should be succinct and well organized to gain maximum attention. Charlotte was barely inattentive, as I always had multiple facets of input for her to apply per session.